Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You're listening to Bibi Aisha Lahey on Youth Talk on Radio Islam International, Medium Wave 1548, DSTV Audio 826, and simulcast on Sirius FM 105.7. Our topic for this afternoon is the importance of keeping the peace after a divorce for the sake of the children. The need to keep the peace for the sake of the children after a divorce. For whatever reasons, the couples cannot make it together in a marriage and decide on divorce after much conversation and advice from the ulama, from their family, from their friends. Allah knows best for whatever reasons that they separate. But when you are a parent, you can divorce your spouse, but you can never ever divorce yourself from your responsibilities as a parent. There are children involved, the children will always be involved, and the children will always keep you united or in each other's lives for whatever reason that you may have, that there was the need for divorce, that has to be kept aside. Parents need to realize that fighting, the anger, the disappointments, the bickering is not going to make your life get any better in the future. It's not going to make it easier for your children. It's not a matter of proving that I am the better parent and the other parent is not so good and finding faults with them. That is not going to help your children. Children need the love of both their parents, whether their parents are together or not. Children need to understand that they have comfort and security with their parents, that their parents are approachable, and whatever the issues may be between the spouses, like we said just now, that must be kept aside. For the sake of your children, you need to keep the peace. As a human being as well, how much of anger, hatred, bitterness, distrust, how much can you have? For how many years will it go on? At some point in time, you will realize, I need to let go. I need peace of mind. I need to be happy. And if you are happy, that happiness and that respect and that contentment that you have is going to share with your children. Today, I have two phenomenal guest speakers. My first guest speaker is Brother Ibrahim. Somebody that has inspired me so much that I had to invite him to be a guest on my show today so he can explain to all our beloved listeners how he has moved forward from his divorce with the mindset that he has to maintain peace and to create lots and lots of muhabbat amongst his own family, amongst the family of his ex-wife, to create muhabbat with his ex-wife for the sake of his children. I've been fortunate to have met his children. I've met him, I've spoken to him, and I need for my listeners to listen to his message. Inshallah, Ameen. May Allah accept from us. May Allah be pleased with our efforts in trying to maintain peace amongst all for the sake of the children. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Ibrahim.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Kudasha, and to all your listeners.
Okay, like I said, you had my introduction. I was so inspired by your story. I know it's not easy being a single parent. If you could just share some light with us on your responsibilities and your feelings after the divorce?
Look, basically, after the divorce, you always end up going to that point where you upset and angry with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to prevent that going through to your children as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing is that they shouldn't see it.
Yes.
And when you're angry with your spouse, when you're upset, you end up being angry with the kids as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I see myself as trying to be a role model for my children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they need to see how I act and how I react with their mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very important thing for them as well. So the way they see it and the way we are as friends, as you can say now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for them, they don't find it so much that their parents are divorced in a way of divorced, because I make sure that they have access to their mother all mm-hmm. the time, and their mother makes sure that she has access to them. There's no limitations about weekend visits or anything like that there. It's an open book, So she can speak to them anytime she wants to. Mm-hmm. She can, she usually takes them on the weekends and holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, any time of the day or the week, she can phone them up, she can speak to them, she can come over and see them.
Mm-hmm.
If she feels she wants to take them out, she'll just ask me, okay, you know, is it okay to take them out? And I say, yeah, no problem, as long as the homework is done and that. And they find it very easy like that there. Because they can also call her if they need anything.
Absolutely. And the situation as well, I'm sure when the children are by their mom, because you allow their mom to see them whenever they are with you, she obviously gives you that same respect and those privileges, so
yes,
to speak.
Yes.
Because that's what you are allowing her to do, she does the same for you. So when they are with their mommy, you are allowed to visit them anytime that you like. You are allowed to communicate to them. It's not just a set time, am I correct?
Yes, yes. There's no set times or set limitations. I love one thing as well. One of my philosophies is that you treat others as you want to be treated.
Yes.
So I look at this as, if it was the other way around, where the kids were with their mother instead of being with me,
mm,
how would I want her to be towards me and towards the children?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And allowing me to have free movement with them. Do I have to go there nowadays? We hear it, you know, with the courts, and
yeah,
every second weekend he's got visitation rights or she's got visitation rights, and you know, she's got to ask permission and everything. So I said, I don't want to have that restriction if they were her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I said, no, I'm not going to impose that on her as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it much healthier.
Yeah.
And much better for the kids as well.
Definitely. Obviously, initially, you know, after the divorce, I mean, it's only human to feel angry, to feel disappointed, to feel hurt. But a very important statement that you made when we just started, when you said, yes, I'm going to go through those feelings, but my children don't need to see that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they do see it a little bit.
Yes.
It gets to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to try and, very important thing is to sit down and think to yourself and to realize one thing is that you need to put your pride and your ego aside.
Mm-hmm.
You need to say that, take a back seat. You don't need to be in this here. And you need to be able to be an adult.
Yes, yes.
Not a child. Because you look at kids, they'll fight. Afterwards, they're playing again. They
yes.
forgot about it.
Yes.
But we as adults, if me and you have an argument, mm-hmm, we don't talk for days, weeks, months, even years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of a sudden, like, you're not my friend or anything like that. I mean, I married her for a reason, she married me for a reason. So, obviously, that bond is still there. The bond is there with the kids as well.
Yes.
You can't throw that out the window also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've got to keep it as clear as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't let pride and ego come in the way, and you don't let it interfere with you.
Yes, yes.
And
Ibrahim, also very important, you know, we chatted about your relationship with your ex-wife's family and her relationship with your family. And again, that was so inspirational, and that's what we want to share with our listeners today.
The thing is that the divorce was between myself and my ex-wife. It was between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
The family, it was nothing against them, and they know that, and they don't need to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
They did try to help wherever they could,
mm-hmm,
but the best was to keep it as neutral as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that we have a good relationship. I've known them for many years, that you become like, you are family actually,
yeah,
at the end of the day,
yes,
before the divorce happened. So if you think about it, if there was no divorce, we'd still be getting on fine as family.
Yes, yes.
And we still carry on the same, that they'd invite me over for meals, they'd invite me and the kids over for functions,
mm-hmm,
and likewise the other way around as well. So it's not like it's a break or anything like that, and they still make me feel comfortable,
yes,
and welcomed. And I'm talking not just her immediate siblings, I'm talking about her uncles, her aunties, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That they still regard me as part of the family. I still get along fine with them. There was no harsh word between us.
Mm-hmm.
You've always got to remember, sometimes you've got to keep your heart one side and your mind the other side.
Yes, yes.
That you don't say bad words to somebody. And you always have to be careful of what you speak. And that's also, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, that control your tongue.
Yes.
And that was the only way to do it, is that, you know, I mean, like I said, you know, I mean, I don't need to fight with them. They don't do anything wrong to me.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I fight with my in-laws?
And your family has that same respect and that welcoming attitude towards your ex-wife as well.
Yes, family and friends as well. So if they see her, they'll greet her, they'll talk to her as normal.
Mashallah. Ibrahim, for how many years are you divorced now?
3 years now.
It's about 3 years. And you have three children, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, like I said, I've had the pleasure of meeting your children as well. I remember, you know, your daughter just making a general statement, just saying that, you know, sometimes when I see some of the people that I know, that maybe their parents may not be together, and maybe, you know, the child or my friend feel upset because sometimes there's this fighting. And she even asked you, but, you know, Daddy, we don't have that in our family. And mashallah, you know, that is so inspiring, you know, for her to have realized that she is growing up in a home, although her mom and her dad are not together, but there is still that love, there is still that compassion, there is still that, you know, I can go to my dad whenever I need to, I can still go to my mom when I need to. There's that peace, and that's what is so important, because when children feel loved and they feel secure, that positivity radiates throughout their life. I mean, it's got a ripple effect in their schooling, in their relationships, in their bonds with their family, with their friends. And she could even share these examples, what she's going through in her life, with her friend, and motivate her friend to try and bring her family together.
That's it. Because there's no restrictions, no limitations, they have access to their uncles and aunties as well.
Yes.
On my ex-wife's side. So they can go. They tell me they want to go. I said, no problem. You want to go? No problem. You'll go and visit. You want to go play with your cousins? No problem. So there's no restrictions. And the thing is that the fight or the breakup is between me and my ex.
Yes.
The problem is what people getting going through a divorce, the husband and the wife, they're fighting to win.
Mm-hmm. But to win what?
No winner.
To win what? Exactly. To win what?
Yeah, exactly. They want to be the winner and they want to look good. You don't have to look good. You show that you are good to your kids.
Yes.
Because the kids end up losing if you're fighting.
Yes.
So you just play. You're playing a game that you're not going to win. You're going to hurt. You think you're hurting somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hurting anybody else. You're hurting yourself and you're hurting your children.
Yes, and kids should not ever be used as a pawn.
No. Unfortunately, people do that, but I've noticed that and I said, no, that's not the right way to do it.
Yes. Ibrahim, moving forward, like, you know, after the divorce, and alhamdulillah, you and your ex-wife have come to this point where you are amicable, and the respect that you have for each other and your family, alhamdulillah, may Allah even strengthen those bonds. But when it comes to responsibilities towards the children, say whether it's financial or, you know, you're going to be doing this, is that still very much in place? Has that changed a lot? How is that going?
Not a lot, because when we were married, whatever, because she works as well and I work, so we had our set responsibilities.
Yes.
As far as the kids go, as far as the house goes, who is for what, food, clothing, school fees, extracurricular activities, the house stuff, all those things, groceries and everything. So after the divorce, it was discussed during separation beforehand anyway.
Yes.
And we said, okay, right, we'll leave it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most important thing, was although we were upset and angry about going through the divorce and going through the separation, but we used to sit down and talk and discuss things.
Without the court, fighting, without interference from
it was just the two of us. We'd sit and we'd say, okay, right, okay, what about this, what about that, how are we going to work this, who's going to pay for this? And then we said, okay, well, everything as it was, we leave it as it is. That's what they are used to, and we'll go forward with that day. And it's basically based on each one keeping each other's word. As Muslims, we should keep our words.
Subhanallah.
If we make a promise, we should keep it, not backtrack on it, and not say this and that. And you have to be mature about it.
Yes. What would be your advice to all the men who are listening that are, you know, maybe considering getting a divorce, or who are separated, or are already divorced but they are parents? What would be your advice to them?
Those who are separating, like I said, is you've got to put your pride and ego aside. It hurts, yes, but that doesn't need to come in the way.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be very comfortable. You need to actually open up your mind, and you've got to look at things differently. You've got to treat others as you want to be treated. So you've got to put yourself in the other person's position,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to think about your kids. If you want to be a part of your kids' lives, or do your kids want to think about you as when they grow up, as my father abandoned me, or even my mother abandoned me?
Mm-hmm.
That, or will they be that, no, my father's always been there, even though my parents are separated, they've always been there. You need to be a role model to your children.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to give them support as well.
Mm-hmm.
And excellent. The only way you can be a role model is by the example you set.
Yes, yes. Advice that you could give to mums, to you know, mums who are also single parents, but maybe there may be tension where maybe their children, you know, do not get to see their fathers as often, or there is still a lot of that, they haven't reached that point yet where they say, you know, I need to create peace now for the sake of my children. Any advice to them?
It's a little bit difficult because it also comes down to the individual at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
How much a role the father wants to play in his children's lives.
Yes.
If he wants to be part of their lives, if you are trying to keep your children away from him by hurting him, you're hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
I realized if I had to be nasty and angry and have animosity, my mind would be, yeah, okay, you know what, I'm getting back at her.
Mm-hmm.
But my heart was not feeling right. And at the end of the day, I needed peace of my heart.
Gee.
And your heart needs to be at peace. And sometimes I know we have a tendency of listening to those who are close to us, our parents, our friends. And they mean the best.
Yes.
They mean the best by taking your side.
Mm-hmm.
But you need somebody, but parents and the friends also need to understand that they need to be unbiased.
Yes.
They don't need to take sides, because when you're taking sides, you actually, how do you say, you're putting more fuel to the fire. You're not cooling the fire.
Yes.
And they need to actually work and say, you know what, you need to work like this shit. You need to give advice, and they need to make the person, open the person's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And for single moms, I know it's difficult, but to rather encourage the father to take the kids, to spend time with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to keep them away, to say, okay, you know what, come and pick up the children, or are you going to come fetch them, or they want to speak to you. Rather encourage the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, is that I found that the relationship I have with my ex, that we can actually sit and talk as friends.
Yes, yes.
Instead of fighting each other, actually made it easier to get over her.
So you
got to change your perspective as well. I mean, our relationship is such that we can sit together at a table and have a meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or we can go and take the kids out on an outing, both of us together.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids, as you can see, is that for them it's fine, because the most important thing for them is having their parents.
They don't know that they can count
together or not.
Yes.
But they have their parents.
They can count on their parents, definitely. Even like the point that you made now, you know, for women to encourage their ex-husband to spend time with the children. In fact, the woman shouldn't ever need to do that, because, like you say, you know, like you said earlier, you can divorce a person, but you cannot divorce your responsibility as a parent. No mother should need to beg the father to spend time with his children.
Yes.
And no father should need to beg the mother to spend time with their children. That is the role that Allah has given you. You shouldn't want to do that yourself.
Yes.
The two should be fighting to say, can I take the child today? Can I do this for the child? Can I do this? You should be not competing, but fighting to spend time with your children, to let them know that irrespective of the fact that we are not together anymore, we are together here for you.
Yes.
We are here for you.
Yes, that's the main thing. That is the main thing. And that is why they have that open line, and they can communicate with both parents. If they need homework done, they know, okay, daddy can't do speeches.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy can do speeches. They can call mommy.
Yes.
So they know what they need, who they can hold, who can do what.
Yes.
And they needed open communication. They needed open line. Unfortunately, there is some parents that don't want to be involved, and I've heard of others,
yes,
where they don't want to be involved. And it is a little bit sad, but unfortunately, like I said, it comes down to the individual as well.
Mm-hmm.
How much they want to play a part in their children's lives.
Yes, and all we can do moving forward, for individuals who are in that space is just to make dua that they do not lose this opportunity, because time, once it's gone, you can never get it back.
Yes, yes. And every moment you spend together with them is precious, because when they're young, it's when it's the most impressionable.
Yes, yes.
And that is why that every moment that I get to spend with them, I cherish it, and so does my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And any time that, like I said, if it's a weekend and going to the mall and we'll go together, because we know we're both spending time with the kids. It's not the fact that we're spending time together. That has nothing to do with it.
Yes, yes.
It's that we're spending time with the children.
Yes. So when it comes to school functions, like, say, children's prize giving, or maybe a sports, or a parents' day, or a madrasa function, then you are there together?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Yes.
The relationship with us is that we can even drive there together. I mean, why take two cars when you can save petrol and go with one car?
Yes.
You know? So we'll be there together. They got the support of both their parents, and we do everything together. So it's fine. It's fine. I mean, they're happy with it.
Alhamdulillah. Ibrahim, really, you are an inspiration to me and to, inshallah, to our listeners. You know, like we said, for how much, at the initial point when there is a divorce, naturally there's going to be feelings of sadness and hurt and disappointment and loss. But for how long are you going to let that eat at you? It's not healthy. For you as an individual, it's just not healthy. And bad-mouthing the other parent, like you say, it's not going to make you look good.
Mm-mm. No, it doesn't. It doesn't make you look good at all.
Yes.
It makes you feel good, makes you look good in front of other people.
Mm.
And that the worst thing is doing it in front of the kids and playing the kids against the other parent.
Yes.
That's the thing also with our children, is that we don't play one parent against the other.
Mm-hmm.
They know that if they have to ask me that they want to go somewhere,
mm-hmm.
if I say yes, then I'll ask the mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wants to go, or he wants to go with his friend. You know about it? What did you say? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
So we still involve one another in those decisions as well.
Yeah, decisions are made jointly. Yes.
That decisions are made jointly with the kids, as far as the kids goes. You know, even like for higher education, university and stuff like that, who's going to do what, what's going on there. So we are communicating all the time as well, as far when it comes to the kids.
Alhamdulillah. You, like I said just now, you are clearly an inspiration. Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you guys even stronger muhabbat between each other. Your children, mashallah, are happy. May they be even happier. And may Allah open the roads for both, for yourself and for your ex-wife. May Allah bless you guys with lots of happiness and success in your parts. And inshallah, ameen, may Allah accept all of your du'as. Jazakallah khairan for accepting my invitation to be a guest on the show today.
Jazakallah for having me on the show.
Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hey, my beloved listeners, Ibrahim, clearly an inspiration. I know there's many, 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 many other fathers that out there that may be doing the exact same thing as Ibrahim, where they have this amicable relationship with their ex-wives, where they are able to sit down and be mature about decision-making regarding the upbringing of their children. And that is what it's like, it should be like at the end of the day, that whatever differences we've had, we need to move past it. We've had our time together for whatever reasons. We are not together anymore. Allah knows best. But moving forward, we are parents. We have a responsibility towards our children. We have a duty towards Allah for bringing up these children. And how are we going to go about doing it? Are we going to be fighting and bickering and putting the other parent down? Or are we going to sit down and say, we are parents. We have a duty towards Allah. What are we going to do to make sure that our children moving forward get the best love, the best support, and the best advice? Inshallah, we're going to have a short ad break. After the ad break, our lines will be open, 011-854-1548. And after the break, we will be speaking to Sister Rehana Adam, who is a counselor at Islamic Helpline. Please do not go away. Jazakumallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum.